some shortages of some flu medications due to demand. Mayor Todd Strange has a call to action for the community. He wants you to get involved and encourages new faces to run for the 5 spots on the county school board. The mayor also announced the launch of EducateMGM.com, a website that will educate the public on the upcoming election. Fingers crossed. And Montgomery police have charged Claude Keith Foster, age 27, with rape. The charges are in connection with an incident from last November. He's accused of raping a female acquaintance. He was also wanted on domestic violence charges. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
On behalf of all the employees at Cat House Marine, I personally want to thank you for yet another record-breaking year. Hello, this is Steve Northington. With great products like Yamaha outboards, Express boats, Excel boats, Veranda luxury pontoons, 2017 was certainly a huge success. And now that it's wintertime, we have in stock a complete line of duck boats with Yamaha and Mud Buddy outboards. Come browse our selection today. In addition to those, Express bass and crappie boats are arriving daily. Those also with dependable Yamaha power. We employ certified Yamaha technicians and employees. We offer same-day service with appointment, complete fuel injector flowing, testing and reconditioning, and marine and RV storage. Cat House Marine and Outdoors, I-65, exit 179, just east of the Catfish House. 334-517-6500. Or visit us on the web at cathousemarine.com.
Happy New Year, Montgomery and our River Region. This is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing and Embroidery, hoping you all had a wonderful holiday season and wanting to thank you for your patronage in 2017 and over the past 30 years. Whether it's designing a great t-shirt for your school, meeting a tight deadline on a custom uniform order, or finding that perfect promotional product for your upcoming conference, AKD does it all. And we've also added a web-based ordering platform that could help enhance your school or organization's fundraising efforts. Most importantly, we love what we do. We love our customers, and we love the opportunity to serve you again in 2018. So please remember, AKD is your home for custom screen printing, embroidery, and advertising specialties. You can contact us by calling 277-8433 for our Montgomery office and 361-2133 for our Prattville office. Or you can check with us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
If you are considering selling some land or a buyer looking to invest in a quality tract of land, call David Harrell at the Southern Land Brokers.
This is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers, and I'd like to personally thank all of our friends and clients for their support and dedication to this company.
Buying or selling land, call the Southern Land Brokers, 334-224-9520. That's 224-9520. The Southern Land Brokers, the company that puts integrity first.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the
welcome back in to News and Views. It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock as you make your way through a flu-riddled state of Alabama, capital city, river region, wherever you happen to find yourself this morning. Welcome in to News and Views. Do our best to keep you entertained and informed here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, home of 13 consecutive hours of live local radio each and every day. You know, we're like the outcasts. We're the outcast show of our 13-hour live local talk block. Because you got Greg. Greg's so good they give him 6 hours. Joey's so good they let him on the air for 7 hours. Oh, Jack and Baron only get 3. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. It is Friday, and the rules on Friday are Jack Campbell. Oh, yeah, Jack's not in yet. He'll be in just a little bit. He'll be here shortly. He had to run a couple errands this morning. The rules on Friday, of course, there ain't nairn, which means you can call in and talk about anything you want. You don't have to be on topic. Monday through Thursday, you run the risk of chastisement. And I'm not chastising as many people as I used to. I used to chastise everyone who was off topic. Then I made an exception that I would only chastise you if you were off topic and I wasn't amused with your conversation. Then I've sort of expanded that exception to unless you are a, you know, as long as you're like coherent, I don't really chastise you. You don't have to be coherent on Friday. You don't even have to make sense. You just get the microphone. I'll give you a minute or two to just blab. Public service announcements. This should be called John DeVoe Friday. This is the day people like John DeVoe can even call in. Talk about whatever you want. Tell me about some parade that's taking place through old Cloverdale. Tell me about some... It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. So that's what Friday is. Where did you come from? Don't you leave at 9 o'clock?
I can leave.
Oh. Emily's here.
Don't be too excited. You want to do this by yourself?
No, I don't.
Wait for Jack 3:30?
No, I don't. Jack 3:30 will be in at some point. He'll make it in. You know, Jack... Jack is every man's dream in retirement. You know what I mean? Yeah. Jack sort of comes and goes as he wants. You know, if he wants to be in, he comes in. If not, not really. It's Jack 3:30.
Bless it. No, I was downstairs doing some stuff, and I've got to take my car to get...
You got in a wreck.
The adjuster thing done.
You got in a wreck. How are you? You recovered?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get hurt. I wouldn't call it a wreck. I would call it was an accident. A wreck implies that my car is a wreck.
Is there damage to your car?
You park next to it every day.
I know, but I didn't look at it.
Because you don't care about our friendship.
I don't care about looking at people's fenders, I'll be honest with you. I don't pay a lot of attention to other people's vehicles.
Yeah, there's damage to it.
You got a fender bender, literally a fender bender. Your fender is bent.
Yeah, in my back front.
Your back front.
Stop.
Your back front is really torn up.
I've never gotten to do, I don't get to do the whole show with the guys a lot, so.
So when you're here till 9, it's like a treat.
Yeah, and then I get all blah, blah, blah. But no, the front passenger fender.
Okay. Your front right.
Yeah, sure.
Is dinged up.
Yeah, it's bad.
Have you taken it in for an estimate or anything?
I have to do it today.
Oh.
Because my insurance company said I have to see their person.
Of course.
But that I can get it fixed wherever I want.
Okay.
But I have to see their person, and the earliest I could... This is Monday night when I had the accident?
I don't remember.
Yes, it was National Championship night.
That's exactly right.
Yes, because I remember sitting on the side of the road...
Thinking, I'm going to miss the National Championship.
I'm going to miss the National Championship.
Well, you...
Because my good friend told me that...
Sometimes it takes hours.
It would take like 2 hours for
sometimes
the troopers.
It takes hours with the troopers. You got lucky.
I did. It was only like 35 minutes.
Now, it probably wouldn't have hurt you as an Alabama fan to miss the first half of the National Championship. Considering you were down 13-0 at the intermission.
No, at the intermission. I'm not that kind of Bama fan.
I don't believe that.
I've been with us through the good years and the bad years.
Yeah. I remember the bad years.
The Mike years. All the Mike years. Mike Price, Mike Shula, Mike DeBose.
Let me tell you, I remember the bad years. I remember the 3-8 Alabama year. You know, here's a fun fact for you. Every Alabama coach, except Mike Price, who never actually took the field, every Alabama coach since Bear Bryant has won 10 games, has had a 10-win season.
Mm-hmm.
Telling you that even bad coaches, because you've gone through some bad coaches, even bad coaches can win 10 games at Alabama. Mike Shula can win 10 games at Alabama. All right, we got a ton of news to get through. Do you mind if we start?
It's not my show. I can leave.
No. You're more than welcome to sit and stay.
You're acting like I just showed up. That you didn't say, hey, hang around, because Jack's going
to
be late.
Hey, you know, you're welcome to be here if you want to be here. You're more than welcome to stay. Did you see what Donald Trump said about countries like Haiti and African countries?
Yeah, I did. I've heard about it all morning,
too. Did you see he's now denying he said it?
I wish he would just hush.
I wish he would just come out and say, you know why I said it? Because they are those type of countries. I can't say the word.
Mm-mm.
There's an S word. It's got sugar, honey, iced tea at the beginning of it. Ends with hole.
The thing about Donald Trump is...
You're gonna solve this on News Talk 93.1? Everybody pay attention.
Shut up.
Start your recording devices.
I'm going away. You're
no, we're getting
so
the thing. We're getting
freaking
the thing.
Rude.
Go ahead. What's the thing?
My thing with Donald Trump is that I wish he would just hush and do his job.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just serves this stuff up. I've told you this before.
I love it.
He just gives it just...
Yes.
And then they just
yes.
play like volleyball with
yes.
it. Just bounce it back and forth over the net.
That's right.
But if he would just hush and do his job, what would they have to latch on to and, you know, burn him at the stake about every day? nothing, but he would be doing his job, and the focus would be on his performance, not the stupid crap that comes out of his mouth.
This is, I think he does this on purpose. This is the headline in, this is hot air. Report, frustrated Trump asked senators, why are we letting people in from whole countries?
Look at you and hotkeys.
Yeah, oh yeah, I can hit them. And I wish, and okay, so that was headline one. Headline two comes from TheHill.com, Fox News host on Trump's blank hole remark. This is how the forgotten men and women talk, and that's more like it. And then we come full circle this morning. I wake up to Trump denies whole comment. Never said anything derogatory about Haitians. Here's what I wish he would have said. There's a reason you people are guilting the United States into taking people from these countries. It's not because they're paradises. It's not because they're great places to live. You guys, you globalists, you leftists, you come to the United States and you beg us to take people from these whole countries. And the reason I call them whole countries is because they are, in fact, whole countries. Otherwise, they would want to stay in their whole countries.
I mean, we all knew that.
Everybody knows it. Have you ever seen pictures of Haiti?
Yes.
What word would you use? Does it start with and end with whole?
No, but it's not on my top destination list.
When you're planning your next vacation, you're not looking at, should we go to Port-au-Prince? Should we go to Port-au-Prince? It's very cultured there.
Yeah, I get very fancy when I start planning vacations.
Yes.
I speak like that.
Well, listen to the refugees. Because isn't Wyclef Jean from there? They kind of talk Frenchish. In Haiti. It's a great place. Balmy. Weather's not, doesn't snow all that much.
Mm-hmm.
Rare earthquakes, but when they happen, they're big.
Yeah.
But don't worry about it. If an earthquake strikes and your country is already a hole, Hillary and Bill Clinton will be there to steal all the relief money and make sure you don't get any of it.
Yeah, it's messed up.
So I wish Donald Trump had come out and said, all right, and this is where I think he's going with this. If they're not whole countries, why do they want to come here? I guess we don't need to take them anymore.
But he's already saying that he didn't say it. So
I know.
We can't run with that anymore.
I know. I wish, when I first heard the whole quote, when I first heard that he was quoted as saying that those countries were those things, and everybody was freaking out saying, you can't say, what, you cannot say that, you can't talk like that, Donald Trump. I kind of thought he was playing a little 3D chess, and he'd say, oh, they're not? Then they can stay there. They don't need to come here. Because that would have been vintage Trump. But now he's denying he said it. I don't know. What was his exact denial? He said, the language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but this was not the language used. What was really tough was the outlanguage. So maybe he's not backing off of it completely. Never said anything derogatory about Haitians, other than Haiti is obviously a very poor and troubled country. He loves the word very. You notice that?
Mm-hmm.
He's like an adverb junkie.
He loves himself very much.
Of course.
He's his biggest fan. Much like you're your biggest fan.
Aren't you yours?
I am kind of awesome.
Everybody is their own biggest fan.
I mean, I don't sit there and talk about it all the time, though.
Does he? Never said take them out. Made up by Dems. I have a wonderful relationship with Haitians. Probably should record future meetings. Unfortunately, no trust. My guess is that meeting was recorded. If you're the President of the United States and you're hosting a meeting, how on earth are you not recording the meeting?
I hate to agree with you, but I'm with you on the whole, he should have just angled it to,
then they should stay.
If they're so great, then why do they have to?
Then they should stay. What? You don't like Rusted Roots?
Oh, yeah. Rusted Roots, just fine.
You don't like the message I'm sending with this song? Send me on my way? Go back home, if it's such a great country. We'll be back. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 16 minutes after 9 o'clock. Emily Hayes filling in for Jack Campbell. Jack! Jack! Jack!
Well, pick me up with golden hand. I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say
intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for their rewards club, so you can play worry-free and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere. Except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
In the news and views, it's 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. My friend Riley Manning over at Riley Manning Painting wants to hear from you because, well, I'll say it because he won't. Your house looks like garbage. I mean, it does. It does. It hadn't been painted in years.
He's the sweetest guy ever.
You know him personally.
Yes, he'll drive by my office. If I'm outside, he'll drive by. When he drives by the office, he'll honk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he honks in traffic.
He'll honk anytime he wants. He's Riley Manning. You're the painting contracting gold standard in the River Region for 49 years. You can honk wherever you damn well want. But Riley's just a fantastic human being. But he won't tell you this. I'll be the honest broker here. Your house looks like garbage. You should be ashamed of it. Get him over there and clean it up. I cannot believe you invite people in with your house looking like that. I can't believe it. Paint smudged all over the place. Handprints all over the walls. You know, if you moved your couch, it would look like somebody shot printer ink up against your wall with a cannon. And there would be like a perfect outline of old paint that looked good. And then the rest of it would be like a grayish smudge all over the rest of the wall. Over time, that's what happens. You live in your house. You need to keep it up. Call Riley Manning. Now's a good time to call, too.
Yeah.
Holiday season's over. You can enjoy it without having guests in your home. And you can have that nice, clean, fresh paint. I know somebody who was going to sell their house. They said, you know what? Don't like the house anymore. Just sick of it. They got the whole house painted, stayed in the house because they said, it's like a brand new house. Why would we move?
And the thing about Riley is that when you ring him, you get his cell phone. Like, you go if you directly call to the man. You're not having to go through a whole bunch of people and leave messages with folks that aren't going to tote it back to his desk. You
if
call
you
his
call
cell phone.
The double secret bat phone I'm about to give you, which is 799-1284. Mm-hmm. That's like throwing up the bat signal. Riley will respond. He's Riley on the spot. 799-1284, 799-1284, RileyManningPainting.com. Hollis, Charles, L.
I want to go fishing, but I ain't able to go.
Why?
Weather, work, whatnot, and so forth on. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning to you, sir.
Emily.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Fine, thank you kindly. Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is back to the host, not the guest host.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Baron.
Yeah, Baron. Yeah, yeah. The Marion Nine is something they are not telling you about the Marion Nine.
I don't know what you're saying.
I know you don't. And
I'm willing to listen, but I have no idea where you're going.
I understand, sir. I understand. If you take the big three, you take Joe, John, and Alvin.
Oh.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, I get it. I know where you're going. Go ahead.
If you take those three, they've been the top dogs for decades.
Uh-huh.
Here in Montgomery County. 66 2/3% of them don't live with a woman. That's a bad representation. That's discrimination.
What do you mean it's discrimination?
It's discrimination. It's segregation.
They can live with whomever they want, Charles.
True, but that's not what I said. If you take those three, Joe, John, and Alvin, 66 2/3% of them don't live with a woman.
Who cares? Why you get all bent out of shape over this?
Okay, listen.
I'm listening.
Family destruction is our problem.
I hear that, but I don't understand.
It ain't whether or not we go to the poll and vote or we don't vote. It's who we voting for. I'm not going to use the Negro word. I know you don't like that.
Well, I'm glad you're not going to use that word.
And I'm certainly not going to call them Sudanese or Haitians or nothing like that. So I'm trying to be nice to you on your talk radio program.
I understand that, Hollis. Charles.
Because I realize you don't want me to call no way.
Uh-huh. Well, I like when you call. I love when you call.
But family destruction is our greatest enemy. And he was talking about yesterday about the lawsuit, that the 69-page lawsuit that the judge threw out. The Birmingham ministry. How many of those ministers actually live with the one they got a child with?
We're listening.
Okay. Anyway.
You don't like it when I interrupt you, so I just let you talk. It is Friday. You can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this should bring up the fact about the Marion Nine. This too. The lady, this was assaulted down in Henry County, Abbeville, some years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law and father-in-law from Henry County.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They from Abbeville or out in the county?
Well, they were Negroes out in the county, of course, back in the day.
Oh, okay.
Did you know my father-in-law had 22 brothers and sisters?
Oy!
Yeah.
That's serious, Charles.
Yeah.
22
okay.
brothers and sisters?
Those men who assaulted that lady and those men who bombed the church in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Guess what they were?
What do you mean? What were they or where were they?
Guess what they were.
Oh, what they were. I don't know.
George Wallace Democrats.
Yes.
Okay.
From
the heart of Dixie. Trump on, my brother.
Trump on, my friend. I look forward to Charles Hollis's calls because I get so confused. I don't know where he's going. You know Charles Hollis.
I do. He calls me over to slap people whenever I show up at Baumhauer's.
What do you mean slap people?
He's like, you're the one that hits people. You're Emily. He comes slap this man. He's out of line. I'm like, I just don't freewheel and slap people.
I'm not for hire.
No.
I don't do slap tricks.
I don't slap people. I hit Jay when he's mouthy.
When he deserves it.
Yeah.
I hope he's having fun right now.
He is having fun.
I saw a picture of some barbecue he got last night.
Did you see when he went to the arcade and won like 1,000 tickets on one game?
No.
So mad about that.
I don't know what that means.
The arcade?
That's not a metaphor. 1,000 tickets? You mean that's what? Yeah, okay, good. I didn't know what you were talking about.
What would that be
about?
A metaphor
I don't know.
For.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
Where the crap? He went
arcade,
to an arcade.
Won 1,000 tickets.
He went to an arcade and he did
I thought you meant like he went to a casino, but he's not supposed to be gambling, so you're saying. Did you see when he went to the arcade and won 1,000 tickets?
I did not use air quotes when I told you. Like, we're sitting across from each other.
I thought you were doing it for the benefit of the folks at home. See where he went to the arcade? Wink, wink.
No, I would have been obvious about it.
Oh. Well, not if you're trying to not give him away.
But he went to the arcade and did that thing that spins.
Oh, he gambles.
Shut up and listen. And so it's spinning and he hits the button and it stops on like a random amount of tickets. And he hit the highest number of tickets, 1,000 tickets.
What did he buy with his 1,000 tickets?
I don't know. I thought about it to myself and I thought, you know, if I was at Chuck E. Cheese and that had happened, because I have a valid reason to go to Chuck E. Cheese because I have a nephew. But if I like ran up on a whole bunch of tickets, I would just find a kid to give it to because they would enjoy it more.
I've been to the Chuck E. Cheese in Montgomery, Alabama exactly 2 times. Mm-hmm. Both times, I've seen people I know. Like hanging out in the Chuck E. Cheese.
You have to have a kid. Like,
oh, I understand that. I mean, they were there with their family.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One of them was there with the birthday party. The other one was just there to have fun.
Yeah, no, Asher, my nephew that's 3, he loves Chuck E. Cheese. It's almost...
Oh, it's a children's casino.
Yeah.
I mean, it is straight showbiz, up gambling.
Showbiz was the jam. That was the jam. Every weekend my dad had us, and he would come up from Florida to Birmingham. We would go to the showbiz on 31 in Vestavia.
My sister on Facebook years ago put a picture of a birthday party she had at Showbiz Pizza. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I don't know, maybe she was 8 or 9. I was probably 4 or 5 at the time. And so I'm in there looking all cute, you know. In my little, and they're in their, you know, in their like 8-9-year-old mid-80s outfits. And there's a man standing next to them in shorts that, you know, like people run marathons in. They were shorter than that. It looked like he was smuggling plums in there. And he's just standing right next to the girl smiling. That's what passed for like normal behavior back in the 1980s.
Oh my God.
The guy's just sitting there with his perm hair, his mustache, his marathon runner shorts.
Did he have a fanny pack?
No. I think this was a few years before fanny packs. Now, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
I would wear a fanny pack if they came back in style. Fanny pack is...
They are back in style.
Please tell me you're not just messing with me.
No, you can... No.
Because I want one badly.
Get one.
Because that's why I like hoodies, because I use the little pocket like a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Put my keys in there, throw some chapstick in there, pocket knife.
Get you a fanny pack, boy.
Yeah, throw your wallet up in there. I love a fanny pack. It's the greatest invention of all time. In fact, when the fanny pack became taboo, a little part of me died.
Oh.
A little part of me died. Because what, you know, I understand they look a little goofy. But they wear them like they used to.
Yeah.
They're still made out of that vinyl material that the members-only jackets were made out of.
You're going to look like a hipster, but as long as you're okay with that.
Hipsters wear fanny packs?
Yes.
They wear mustaches, too, don't they?
The hipsters do whatever they want.
No, they don't. That's the great lie. Hipsters are the most conformist people I've ever seen.
Oh.
There's a hipster code, and you have to conform. It's like the punks from the late 80s, early 90s. To be a punk, you had to, like, you were supposed to be an outcast, but you had to conform. You're nonconformist conformist. And the hipsters are the most conformist people I've ever seen. Tell me what an average hipster wears. And as soon as you start naming things, you realize, oh, my gosh, they do all conform to a certain norm.
No, I don't have to stop and realize it. I know.
Yeah.
I have a lot of friends that fall into that category of big beard and oversized scarf and the brown like work boots and
keep going.
The skinny jeans.
Because you're just naming the ultimate conformist. The true nonconformist today is the guy who's out there just wearing what he normally wears, what he's always worn.
Yeah.
The guy who still dresses like he did in 1995, excuse me, I'm talking about myself right now, still has the same haircut he had in 1995, excuse me, I'm still talking about myself. Who's this?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Good morning. I want to let y'all know about a community service opportunity.
It is Friday.
It is Friday, and that's why I'm calling in, because I needed to let y'all know. Next week, the NCFCA, which is a homeschool debate and speech group, is going to be having...
I have judged this like 4 or 5 years. It's so much fun. Are they doing it again?
Yeah,
can I sign up?
Absolutely.
What's the website?
It is www.judges.org. And my name is Lori Herring. I am the...
Judges.org?
Yeah. And you can call me at 334-301-4253. If you have any questions, we'll be on the 18th through the 20th. I have judge opportunity openings all day long, every day. And I guarantee you this, you will walk away from this changed. You will have hope for our next generation. That's the most common comment I have.
I'm on your website. I see nothing about where I need to go.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Let me get that to you, Baron. I'm sorry. I'm in the car right now.
Yeah.
But we still need community judges.
What dates are the classes? I mean, are the competitions?
What do you do?
The 18th to the 24th.
All right, Emily.
This is the 20th.
Lori, let me explain this to her for just a second.
Sure.
You show up. They give you a brief primer, really, and they give you a packet. And they tell you, and you just go and you listen to these kids. And they is this like the kids from all over the state that come in?
Yes.
Okay.
All over 5 states.
All right. So they come in from the region. And these are some of the smartest, most with it people I've ever seen of any age, much less like 14 to 18 year olds. And they have extemporaneous stuff. They have like prepared stuff. They have like a Lincoln Douglas style deal.
Right.
And there's just all these different categories. And you go in there and you sign up for the times that are convenient for you, that you don't have to have any experience. You just sit there and you watch it. You will be wowed. And then you just write down a score for the children and you turn it in and you leave. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful opportunity. You do get really, really good warm fuzzies in you thinking, boy, this next generation, there are going to be some decent people in it. Because it's easy to look out at most high schools and say, these guys have to take care of me when I get old, and that ain't going to happen, Kevin, because this next generation is screwed. But these kids are really talented. I mean, very, very talented. And it's a lot of fun.
But the Lord is using our graduates, our alumni, and planting them in specific, really important places in the country.
Yeah.
We've got staff members in Washington. We've got people. We've got one of our alumni that's in the Justice Department with Senator Sessions.
Yeah.
So you can really see these are our future leaders.
Yeah. And really fantastic stuff. I cannot recommend highly enough people. I tell you what, if you get on judges.org, maybe people are a little savvier than I am. I'm not savvy enough to figure out how to sign up. Can they call you if they want to do it?
Absolutely.
301-4253?
Yes, call or text, and I'll be glad to either reply with the correct www, or I'll sign you up, you know, remotely.
Okay, 301-4253. If you have a little free time on your hand on the 18th to the 22nd, do it. It will bless you, I promise. I've done it I think 4 or 5 different years I've done it, and it's fun. It's really fun.
It is. Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad she called.
That's very interesting.
It's fantastic. It's a really, really cool program. I want to get my kids involved in it when they're old enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my kids can argue with me...
Oh, God.
And what I mean by that is my kids are stubborn at times. They can be a little hard-headed. But they're very logical and reasonable. Because there are times when you just look at them and you want to say, shut your mouth. You know, I'm talking. Hush, I'm still talking.
Yeah.
But they're making such a compelling argument. You're like, all right, keep going. All right, I'm listening. I'm listening.
Oh, Lord.
This hour of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, I love them.
I love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I love Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I want to talk about the catering for just a moment. Get over there and pick up a catering menu. Get over there and pick up a catering menu. You know, when you have a big group, for just a few dollars a head, you can feed them better than you ever have. I'm sorry, if they show up and you've got that old nasty cold cut platter from one of the grocery stores around here, people are going to judge you. They're going to think less of you. You show up with some pizza pies and some real sandwiches from Midtown Pizza Kitchen, or some meatballs with whatever. I mean, you show up with some pasta, some chicken pasta, or whatever, they are going to think you've gone above and beyond the Call of Duty. You can probably get by cheaper at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Certainly better.
I can tell you from experience, it's true.
It's wonderful.
It's all true, because I've used them twice at the real job.
Yeah, the other job.
The other job, sorry.
The other job. So Midtown Pizza Kitchen, check them out for catering. Donovan Ivy, the catering manager, will take care of you over there. Just go in and demand a catering menu. Walk in like you own the joint, because you do. You're a News and Views listener. We'll be back. It's 36 after.
Someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is...
do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
I'm Johnny Weir.
And I'm Tara Lipinski.
Entenmann's is celebrating their 120th birthday in a big way with their I Sing on the Cake sweepstakes. Go to Entenmann's120birthday.com to enter for a chance to win some really great prizes.
Now, if you sing happy birthday to Entenmann's using the hashtags Entenmann's120 and hashtag promotion, you get a second entry for the prizes. And Entenmann's will make a donation to the Give the Note Foundation to support music education in schools.
120 years.
Who doesn't love Entenmann's?
Happy birthday to you.
It seems like everything runs on computers and networks these days. I worry all the time. Are we backed up? What happens when we go down? I can't fix it.
Relax. Bachelor Technologies is there 24/7 with a team of engineers that will keep your network monitored, safe, efficient, maintained, and backed up. Bachelor Technologies at BT.com equals peace of mind. We worry about your network so you don't have to. Learn more at BT.com. Bachelor Technologies, BT.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Dramatic weather changes underway as we go back to the Arctic Cellar. Today, showers likely, mainly through midday, windy, falling temperatures today from the 50s, then to the 40s, then to the 30s by evening. Overnight low temperature 28 by dawn tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, windy and cold. Sunshine, high 41. Clear skies, frigid tomorrow night. Overnight low 22 by dawn on Sunday. Sunday's high barely up to about 40. Back to the low 20s Monday morning. And a new surge of Arctic air arrives by Tuesday evening. Stay on top of these dramatic weather changes with our free weather app. It's going to be your best friend. Get it on your phone today. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back into News and Views. 40 minutes after 9 o'clock. There's no shortage of Jim Croce in this body right here.
No, it's just, it's the performance art.
This is my second favorite Jim Croce song. And so I take a special level when it comes on.
We just need cameras for News and Views.
No, we don't. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Randall.
Hey,
Randall.
I can't read Alan. Why he's slipping on the camera? I thought they were supposed to be in before Christmas. I mean, what's taking so long? We need the camera back.
We do need the cameras in the studio.
I don't know.
To be fair to upper level management and to the host here, we've only been working on it for about 9 months. And in radio, that's like a flash in the pan. It's a vapor.
Yeah, it truly
Paul
is.
Paul described life as a vapor. Just imagine how much less of a vapor 9 months is in radio. So.
It goes by fast, man. 4 years sure went by fast, bro.
Yeah.
Almost four, I guess.
Yeah, we're at three and a half, give or take.
And, Emily, where are y'all karaoke in at now?
I karaoke'd last night at the Pratt Pub, and I went outside my comfort zone. I went on a limb, and I butchered Fleetwood Mac. Butchered it.
What song did you butcher?
The Chain.
Oh, no!
My friend Will and I and Lindsay and Ashley got up there to sing it, and it was just... I felt like I did a really great job with it, you know? There were three of us singing it, but when I finished, my friend Lindsay, who came into town, she conducts an honor band or something, I can't really remember, but she was crashing at my house, and we've been friends for 18 years. And we come back to the table, and I'm all on this, yeah, it was awesome. I almost stomped the heel off my boot. And Lindsay's like, yeah, it was a little pitchy, Emily. Like, thanks, Lindsay.
She said you were pitchy?
Pitchy.
You sure that was a hard P?
Yes.
Hey, yes. But look.
You might have
been hurt. I know it can't be that.
No slapping.
I know it can't be the other, because she way too daggone nice. And, I mean, she got two cats. I mean, it had to be pitchy. And I just say, you guys look now. I mean, that is, she does conduct music. I mean, you know.
Yeah, Lindsay knows what she's talking about. And you know what? There was some whiskey involved. There's a very large possibility that I was pitchy.
You said this is not a direct recording of you last night?
There are recordings of last night.
No, but this is not it.
No.
Play it, brother, boy. Play it. Friday 2, kick 8.
Yeah, that's where I got...
This is a
fan. That's where I about broke my...
This is where you got pitchy?
No, that's about where I broke, like, just...
Oh, stomping?
Yes, just stomping so hard. Now, knocked the heel off of my boot. I'm not in those boots today. I'm in my Doc Martens because my feet hurt.
Well, since everybody's going to be at Baumhauer's Wednesday night, because I heard you said you're going to be there too. I mean, is there a good chance we're going karaoke and after the Baumhauer?
I mean, I'm not certain. I have to check on a place that is thinking about doing karaoke on Wednesdays, because the pub only does it on Thursdays. But we know what we're doing Wednesday at Baumhauer's, right?
I do.
Celebrate. 45 years.
No, that was this week.
That was today.
That was this week at Baumhauer's. Next week, we're celebrating my one-year anniversary with the morning show.
What? 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Seems like 20.
Did you pass out, Randall? You still there?
I'm here. You would got to go karaoke, man. I mean, they ain't even... I'm definitely bringing a clear jar. I mean, you know, so that's going to be a good time there, bro.
Oh, hey, bless.
And Baron, you're gonna talk about, I guess you're gonna tell everybody about the Joey Clark show tonight.
I am gonna be on the Joey Clark show from 6 to 7.
I was on last night.
Yeah, that was
gonna be Dynamite Radio.
I know exactly how to go get a woman now after last night's show.
Whoa, what kind of show did you guys have last night?
That was a step. I mean, it's 1, 2, 3 what you do to get a woman or a man, whichever way you wanna go. I mean, all you got to do is hit replay. I don't know. I might ride with Jack every now and then. Shit. I mean, you know, I love Jack. You think I won't cruise on down Poplar Street? As a matter of fact,
does on all his dates. He cruises down Poplar Street.
Shoot, man. I'm going to do that Wednesday after the show before we go to Baumhauer's, you know.
Yes, yes.
Your Wednesday is going to be very active.
Very, very active. And you know, I heard what you said, too, about the Pratt Pub the other week, and you probably got a point about getting back across the river without getting pulled over if somebody didn't call Uber. I mean, you know, it is a job.
Yeah, I don't chance anything. I won't drive impaired at all. Like,
yeah.
It's not worth it. I've lost too many people that way.
Wait, man, that's what I'm saying. It's people coming property. I mean, you got to get Uber. You can't play over here in Tall County.
All right, my friend, I got to run to a break. Thank you, Randy.
All right, we'll see you.
Yes, sir. 272-9228 is the telephone number.
God, it was so bad. I feel it in my bones that it was really bad. And I feel it. I've wronged the universe for even trying to karaoke Fleetwood Mac.
Time. The
Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and pet supplies. 4 Healthy Pets is a refreshing alternative to the big box store experience. 4 Healthy Pets offers high quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods, as well as dehydrated, freeze-dried, and prepackaged species appropriate food and treat options. 4 Healthy Pets has raw foods and gently cooked foods for those dogs and cats with sensitive systems. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the United States. If you have any questions, you can call 4 Healthy Pets 245-3471, 245-3471, or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com. And while you're there, don't forget about the in-store grooming options with Amber. Amber does a fantastic job with the grooming. I actually pay about half as much as I used to pay. The dog looks and smells amazing. So go meet Teresa and Amber over at 4 Healthy Pets today. They're located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the Healthwise Foods Shopping Center.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. It's time to call Chad and get your heating unit checked out today. If you need a new unit, call Chad today. Call 264-6464. Why pay retail when you can buy direct? Free. No obligation estimates or second opinions. See Drake on the web at chadsacdirect.com and save $25 on any repair. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Big money. Call 264-6464 like the girls say.
Call Dad. No, Ella. Call Chad.
HGTV's Eric Stromer.
Hey, everybody, this is Eric Stromer, and I want you to make sure to listen to House Does with Dale. That's my boy down there in Alabama, and if you don't listen, I'm going to get real, real mad at y'all.
You never know who Dale will talk to unless you listen.
Make sure you tune in each and every week, or I'm going to come after all of you with a 2x4.
1, 2, 3, strike, you're out.
House Studs with Bobby T and Dale Johnson, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 93.1 WACV, the voice of Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's 11 minutes till the top of the hour. We got some good calls on hold. And your calls are welcome also at 272-9228. 272-9228. Jack Campbell is out for now. He'll be back in just a little bit. I got a rumor that 84 may stop by at some point today. I'll be here all day from 9 to noon.
I can't guarantee my presence.
What does that mean?
Well, sir,
you had an appointment at 10.
Yeah, well, a little 10-ish.
Oh, now it's ish.
I called them and said it would be an ish.
Oh, I heard that, actually. You're going to run a little late.
I'm respectful like that of other people's time.
I got you.
I just don't leave them hanging.
Carl Ed.
Hey.
How about it?
Yeah, the other day, did I hear you play something from Falco?
If so, it wasn't on purpose, because I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Falco.
Okay.
You mean the band?
Yeah.
No, I didn't play any Falco.
Okay, I could have swore I heard you play something off of the Einzelhaft album. That's what it sounded like. I didn't call
you. Oh, no. In fact, I did play that. You were reminding me. I did play that, my friend. I played it after I played 99 Left Balloon. Left Balloon.
Somebody else.
No, I played it right after that, didn't I?
Yeah, you played that. And then I think you played something off of the Einzelhaft album.
Yes, I played Left Balloon's going out, and I played that coming in.
There you
go. That's correct. I did. I forgot
about
that. You got a good memory, Crawdad.
I like your versatility.
Oh, thank you. Did you like my Depeche Mode right there? Depeche Mode.
Yes,
right
I did.
Depeche.
Were you enjoying the silence?
You ever heard that song by the Violent Femmes called, not the Violent Femmes, I'm sorry, by the Dead Milkmen called You'll Dance to Anything?
No.
See, that one I don't know.
Oh, man.
I've never heard of the Dead Milkmen.
You heard of the Dead Milkmen?
Coming from a dairy farming family, that's offensive.
Shut up. I don't even want to hear that.
Miss Emily, I tried to get Baron to listen to Days of the New, which is not an 80s. That came out, mid-90s? Did you like Days of the New?
Days of the New was very reminiscent of Jerry Cantrell and Alice in Chains.
Yeah, I wanted Baron to check that out. He might like that.
They had a couple of songs.
I'm a Chains fan. Do they sound like Chains?
You've heard Days of the New.
No,
late 90s.
The vocalist is very gritty.
He's very Jerry Cantrell-ish.
I had a song that you might want to try out in your karaoke that I think would be within your range that you might like doing. The song goes all the way back to 1934. It's a classic. It's called What a Difference a Day Makes.
Well, the thing about karaoke is, like, if you go too far back, they don't have it in their system.
Well, see, that'll work because people...
They had Jim Croce the night I was there. Unfortunately, they had it, but they had it. Working at the Car Wash Blues, it was, and I killed it, Crawdad. I killed it.
He did a really good job.
I couldn't do it. I'd have to go up there and do like Chuck Barris's, the guy would put the sack over his head.
Yeah, I've got a handful of songs that I'll do at karaoke. Like, they're my go-to. They're my safe songs. They're my karaoke host doesn't have anybody singing, and I feel poorly for him or her, so I'll go sing a karaoke song.
Does the name Dinah Washington ring a bell with you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she was from Tuscaloosa originally.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and she nailed it on that particular song, What a Difference a Day Makes. She just absolutely nailed it. And she did some other ones, and if you look up Dinah Washington and look at her, the things that she's done, she has some kind of risque body stuff that she did, too, that was, read between the lines.
Mm.
You might enjoy looking at that because, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, funny stuff. But Dinah Washington, I think you might, even Tony Bennett's done the cover on that. Dean Martin, of course. Rod Stewart. And here recently, a little 10-year-old girl actually got up and did that on one of those TV shows. It's a great song.
I will definitely check it out.
I can listen to that song when I'm having a freaky day, and it'll calm me down. Probably would put Baron to sleep. Love you guys.
I'm going to take that as a compliment, Crawdad.
Yes, sir.
Thanks. I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't think I have a very wide musical taste. I don't know what word I'd use. Herman.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Herman. How are you, buddy?
All right. Since it's Friday, you had mentioned earlier in the week Auburn basketball. Have you watched any of their games lately?
I've seen a couple. I've not watched them all, but I've seen a couple. I hadn't watched any losses this year, I'll tell you that, because there hadn't been but one.
There's only been one. That's right. What do you think about them? You think they're legitimate?
No, not yet. I think they're a year or two away from being really, really good. I mean, they're going to win some games. They're
playing better basketball than they have in the past.
No, they're going to win some games. They may be the best team in the SEC this year, but that's not saying much this year. If they got on the floor with a Michigan State or a North Carolina or a Duke, they get mopped. But they're going to compete with Kentucky. They're going to compete with Arkansas and Tennessee, and win six out of eight of those games. Those types of games. But tournament time, the SEC is not prepared this year. The SEC may not make it out of the round of 32 this year.
I can't argue with you on that. Whatever happened to what y'all used to do, go out to lunch and then do the review once a week?
We ended up with a lunch sponsor, which kind of kills that segment.
Okay.
So yeah, Midtown came around about 2.5 years ago and sort of quashed our ability to advertise for other people.
But why Why would you? It's so great. It's
no, no,
so
it
great.
Was.
And I love Midtown.
Yeah, no, Midtown's frankly the best anyway.
But I love going in there and they're like, "Are you thirsty?" And I say, "Yes." And then a nice
they bring
glass
two
of
bottles of Chardonnay.
Yeah. They know I'm not leaving without having at least a bottle of Chardonnay. Wine Down Wednesday is my new most favorite day of the week ever.
No, but we did do that. We had some great reviews. We went to K&J's Rib Shack on the boulevard. We went to the little taco joint in the Oriental restaurant over there. The Oriental shopping mall. We went to, where all did we go? We went to a place up in Millbrook. I can't remember the name of it.
Y'all were all over the place. Man, I enjoyed that segment.
It was so fun. I'm glad to know you were listening a long time ago. That was like 2 or 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Herman's a long timer.
From the beginning.
That's when Hanson was here.
Yeah, that was Hanson's idea to do that.
Yeah.
Is that 84?
Yeah, it is.
In the flesh.
What's going on?
I don't know what Herman. Yeah. What's happening, baby?
I don't know. Headed up here to clear to pick up some furniture.
Well, this has been fun.
Yep, thanks, Herman.
Yeah. All right, see ya.
See you, buddy.
272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 84 joins us.
I had to come up here because I have, for the first time, heard lies coming through the airwaves
from
this show.
What lies?
That Emily butchered a song. Them's got to be lies.
It was... Okay, so I don't know how Lindsay has sent me these videos. It's some kind of... She has some kind of messenger app or something I'm going to have to get. And, so while I'm sitting at the insurance adjuster, I'll download them and I'll bring them back and let you guys hear them if I'm not there too long.
I must review because I don't believe. Now, I was not there, though. You did not have your backup singer with you.
Yeah.
Now, hold on.
We would have slayed it.
I know. We do a really good job together.
I saw a video, I'm like Sandman. Yeah. You know, if you say Sandman three times, you say karaoke three times,
you're gonna
Clay's going to show up.
Journey is going to start in the background somewhere.
God, you Lauren.
Did you watch the video I sent you?
Yes,
Lauren?
Yes.
Squeaking.
Your wife went into squeak mode.
You went
in to kiss her, and she laughed in your face. I thought, I've done that before.
This is hilarious.
Every time Clay leans in to kiss me, I laugh in his face, too. Boomer.
You know, I knew 84 would be there. Before you even said it, I said, see here. Jack's out. Emma's got to come in and fill him. Oh, by the way, Emma, you do a great job. But, Baron, I think you got somebody that can over-talk you and out-talk you. And I love it because she makes you... She makes a shirt that says, shut up, Baron, I'm talking. But, 84, I love you, but get a damn job. A real job. I mean, something you got to work for. Son, your family may starve with it. You're not going to make it the radio business, okay? You're not going to make it. No. I've talked to all the people. But I knew Susan. I knew 84. A minute, because anyway, guys, it's a great day in the world, and I want everybody to know it's Friday, and I want to just be happy, be a new boomer like me, and just enjoy life, be a happy person, and be safe this weekend. And Jim Croce just about all. Man, I'm telling you, I remember back in the '70s, I used to have a round red radio with a.